The 80th meeting of the Idaho Farm Bureau recently took place at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Idaho Governor Brad Little, a lifelong member of the Farm and Ranch Organization, kicked off the meeting with a progress report.
I've talked to the president, I've talked to the vice president about this. Their goal was 22. We will have done away with over 80 rules for every new rule that's proposed in the state of Idaho.
Farm Bureau President Brian Searle also in attendance.
We have an opportunity to come together with all the counties represented to discuss our policy. And that's our marching orders for the next year. We'll follow that policy. We'll go advocate for it, promote it, and defend it in every way.
The largest farm organization in the state is also the most organized, with active county farm bureaus in just about every county. Executive Vice President Rick Keller says the primary focus of the meeting is to formulate policy.
We do a good job about bringing people in from all over the state to discuss their issues that are facing them and come to a conclusion on how best to resolve them. But one of the other second primary things is to help strengthen our leadership and prepare our leadership for the year to come. And we've got some wonderful people that are very dedicated to agriculture and representing the state, and they're very active, and we'll be help strengthening them in this coming year.
More than 14,000 farmers and ranchers belong to the Idaho Farm Bureau, with 1,350 volunteers serving in leadership positions. And when Farm Bureau speaks, lawmakers listen. This is David Sparks.